It's Thursday, October 16th, and this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is proudly sponsored by Ingram Micro. You can check them out at ingrammicro.com. Hey, are you still doing video conferencing, or are your clients now just wanting to Skype? Or are they using FaceTime? Or do they understand the value proposition of higher-end video conferencing when it's good, when it's required, and when it's optional? Well, that's the main subject right now in the video conferencing world is, as that market sort of converges with the consumer video conferencing world of Skype and Google Video and FaceTime and all these different consumer products, at what point in time will there be a collision between what the professional world wants and more needs versus what the consumer wants? Everybody wants simple video conferencing, and Skype delivers it. You open up an application, you click on a person's name, and boom, you're connected. Doesn't work 100% of the time, works flawlessly 90% of the time. I doubt most people could say that about their complicated video conferencing system, that it works flawlessly 90% of the time. So even though we spend all this money on high-end video conferencing systems, we're not getting systems that work flawlessly 90% of the time. However, there is a way to make them work, and there is a value proposition that still exists for higher-end video conferencing, even though the codec is moving towards the cloud. Check out the article on our website right now about it. It's all about the value proposition of video conferencing, what we've gotten right and what we've missed so far. It's on our website at ravepubs.com. Thanks for listening.